This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Coming up on 7 after the hour, it's Monday, December 7th. On the DJV program and everywhere else as well. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. Today is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Pearl Harbor survivors on this date every year, veterans, visitors from around the world come together to honor and remember the 2,400 service members and civilians who were killed during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. We've all seen it memorialized in stories, in books, in movies. And then after that, another 1,178 people were injured in the attack, sank the USS Arizona and the USS Utah. If you ever get a chance, you hear me talking all the time about how beautiful I think Hawaii is. It is in so many ways a magnificent part of America, a magnificent part of this planet. There's nothing that rattles the soul more than standing over the USS Arizona, the remains of the ship and the people that are there in Pearl Harbor. It just is, I don't know, I've not, I
don't
think
I've had... Your uncle was there, wasn't
another.
He part of?
My uncle was buried at sea, well, not buried at sea, but he was lost at sea, off the coast of Sakhalin Island, the northern Japan islands, off the coast of Russia, but there is a memorial for him, with the other ships that served well during World War II. His submarine, the USS Wahoo, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the Pacific than any other sub in the Pacific fleet in the first half of the war. And so there's that part of it with the experience for me there. But I'm talking, just getting out and going on that there's a platform on top of it. And if you have not experienced it, I don't know whether it's an age thing or not. You know, the reason that I sort of bring it up now is because I think it's like a lot of other things that aren't really taught anymore. I mean, every year on December 7th, people hear, okay, yep, it's Pearl Harbor Day, and what's that all about? But I don't know, especially given the educational circumstances that present themselves today, that people are actually learning about what it was, what led up to it, the horrors of that war. A more unspeakable than
it was.
You could
our grandparents' 9/11 is what
it was.
What
that's
it
a
really
great way
was.
Of putting it.
And
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I kind of look at the same attitudes, the same fears that we have from 9/11 in our generation as what my grandparents had after being attacked on home soil. I mean, that was unheard of.
Do you know what was? You know, it's interesting. You mentioned it. As each generation has one of these. The generation before that suffered the pandemic, if that's, they didn't call it that, 1918, but that was what shook the world more than anything else. So there are these, each generation, interesting you put it that way, Jennifer, because when you reflect back on it, yeah, every generation has a circumstance that shakes them to their core, and I don't know, it's not good, but it is something that brings us around to actually focusing on what is important. I think that's really what it is. So you can go to Facebook today, go to pearlharborevents.com, and you can see there's an event. There's always, every year at this time, the commemoration. This is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II, and so there have been a lot of movies around lately, replays of movies and some new movies about what happened to the Japanese and the bloodthirstiness of the way they took Americans. You know, we think, again, in terms of how bloodthirsty the Muslims are when they behead somebody. The Japanese were beheading Americans all over the place, everywhere. They did it as a matter of course, and yet nobody really kind of remembers. That's again, and it's not that you want to focus
well,
on
that. Was
things,
my I gotta say that was my grandparents' bias growing up.
Yeah,
I mean, it
right.
was always
oh, yeah.
very distrustful in
yep.
the same way that Middle Easterners get extra scrutiny now. It doesn't make it right, or it doesn't make it the right thing to do, but it's how people's fear and heart worked at that time.
Yep.
It was, you know, their people were scared, and certainly my grandparents would have walked past someone who's from the Middle East and not even blinked. But it was a much different experience
yeah,
when it
right.
came to the Japanese for them. Because of that attack that took everybody by surprise. My grandmother was an air raid warden, actually, during that war.
Really? On the West
and
Coast, there was plenty of that
war. She slept through the only that she actually...
The only raid?
She woke up for every test, and then the one actual one she actually
really?
Slept through.
Wow. All right, let's... may I change the focus? New York Times today has an interesting overview of the Democratic Party and what they declare is the biggest problem that they have. It is with working class voters. This I've seen change a lot in my lifetime. The Democrats used to be the party of working class voters, and now it has become the Republican strength, if you will. A lot of working class voters are very high still on Trump, for sure. And anyway, whether that's because of his appeal to nationalism, whatever it is. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in Georgia. And so, you know, a lot of, when you go back and talk to people, a lot of the people that voted for Trump voted for Barack Obama the first time around.
Well, I think it was under, for whatever reason, there must have been a million reasons to lead up to it, but certainly the middle class, I think the biggest ground for Democrats was lost during Obama. I think he promised a lot of things, and he wasn't quite able to deliver on those things specifically to middle class workers. But
yeah.
And so I think that's why they saw Trump, even though he's a billionaire, he spoke, you know, he talked like them. He seemed to be able to relate to their problems.
Well, just because you got a lot of money, that doesn't mean that you...
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, money doesn't buy you love. It doesn't buy you education. It doesn't buy you perspective. It just buys you more stuff. I think that's a lot of the foolishness that goes on. People who resent folks who have money don't really get that there are as many different classes among those who have money as there are among those who don't have money. So it's a specious argument. But I do think it's interesting to look at what is going on in Georgia, where you really can't figure out. The Democrats have to attract a lot of votes in the suburbs to win the election, and one wonders how they will do that. You know, looking at this, I could see that the Republicans could win both of these seats. I hadn't thought about it this way, the way they're presenting it. Joe Biden won, but he was the only one that was a Democrat that won Georgia. There wasn't another place in Georgia where a Democrat won anything. So if you, the Democrats are running around thinking they're going to control the Senate, I wouldn't be putting my money on that, frankly. That's something really, I think if you, I want to have separation.
I'd love to see Mitch McConnell go.
Exactly.
Sure.
I'd like to see Mitch McConnell gone,
even if
but I would like the Republicans
Republican.
To stay in
yeah,
power in the Senate.
I mean, if Mitch McConnell goes, though, then it is going to be a Democrat-led House.
Well, but
and
I'm
Senate,
just saying,
we're just giving you the
wish list, Jen. I'm just saying, I'd like the Republicans
but
to stay in charge of the Senate, but I don't like McConnell. He's an obstructionist. He's an old fart that needs to just go away.
Your leadership in the House isn't not necessarily...
No, same thing.
Either.
Absolutely. Agree with you 100%. She's an old fart, too. So they all need to kind of... And this isn't about ageism. This is about people who have been there too long. They have amassed too much power. They have amassed a resentment in their own party, even. The number of Democrats that resent Pelosi, the number of Republicans that resent that McConnell is... I mean, how does he... Has he got pictures of people with chickens? I mean, what is there that gives him this stranglehold on the vote? There have to be some people in the Senate who want to challenge his leadership, the same as
well,
there are Democrats in there.
That would like to challenge
House.
Him, but he's done well for Republicans. I mean, he knows how to get nominated.
He hasn't done well for America, though.
Well,
he may have
done well
for Republicans, but he hasn't done well for America. And after
and
all, what's
well,
more important?
Well, that's your perspective. Making a more
it
conservative
is.
Court, I think, is actually maybe good.
No,
for
listen,
which, in which
I do
direction
too.
That was
I'm a real conservative. And for me, all he does is present privilege, power, and the proportion of things that are done for the wrong reason is overwhelming, as far as I'm concerned, with him. Anyway, so I'll leave it at that. 16 after the hour on the DJV program. It's Monday. National Cookie Day was last week. Thank you very much for acknowledging that. I know the folks at Eban's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, ebansbakehouse.com, know that you have a lot of different choices. Victoria, are we laughing this morning because Mariah Carey has her own cookie line now?
Yep.
And we're all wondering, yeah, we can see
they're
her with an apron on and the cookie. No, and they sure as heck aren't gluten-free. And that's the beauty of this little bakery. They actually started it in their one-bedroom apartment. And they started making these cookies, and they started selling them, and they got, you know, they got so much... They were both restaurant people, and this thing just grew like you exponentially, like you wouldn't believe. They've fast become the gluten-free brand of choice in America. And we all know about gluten. You read labels. You pay attention to the ingredients these days. There is no compromise here at all when it comes to your health. There are no preservatives, as Victoria has pointed out intelligently. And so these are cookies. You got to eat them right away, which is my choice. Or you got to put them
in the freezer.
Put them in the freezer.
And then
take them
right out of the freezer.
So tell us,
this is the trick that we did this weekend.
Yeah, but tell us what you do with them when you take them out of the freezer.
So you put them in, I forget the temperature, but it's on the box so you can find out. It's a little tip that comes with the cookies. And
right.
So you take them from the freezer, pop them on a cookie sheet, put them in the oven, and bake them for like 7 or 8 minutes, and it's like they're a brand new, freshly baked cookie.
Right
they're
out
delicious.
Of the oven.
Yep.
Yeah. They really
That's the
are.
Way to do it.
Yep. So this is new on the scene. People already reacting. People that are listening to this program.
It's a perfect holiday gift, too.
It really is. Yeah. Gift cards for... the cookie lover on your list are available when you go to ebansbakehouse.com. But take our word for it, and then when you order them for somebody else, make sure you get some for yourself as well. If you use the DJV code, well, if you're going to, because it's a big discount, represents a big discount on the retail price of the cookies and on the breads, whatever it is, and they're very happy to have the connection with us, and we're happy to have the connection with them, and you'll be the most, you're the winner. You'll be happy when you taste these cookies and realize how fab they are. EbansBakehouse.com. It's worth a little extra effort to order them. After all, you're ordering everything else online. You might as well order these things online, too. EbansBakehouse.com. Use the code DJV for a really big discount.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, once in a while, when I hear something, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I think, well, you know, I wasn't that excited about them. And then I hear this song. There's something about this song from Earth, Wind, and Fire that makes it for me. Philip Bailey, excuse me, who's the lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire, says groupies are now a thing of the past. He laughed when asked if the band, which originated in 1969 and is still growing strong, and maybe that was, I played too many of their songs when I was a jock, and I didn't like them, I just liked this song. Bailey was asked if the band still has ladies eagerly trying to snag a backstage pass. And he said, you know what? Everybody at our age, pretty locked into where you are, he said, so people come and enjoy the shows, reminisce where they were, kind of stuff, because the music has become part of the soundtrack of so many people's lives. That's very true. But if you're talking about, are we still picking up ladies and stuff at the age of 70? The answer is no. You're older and wiser, hopefully much wiser. Bailey still sounds a bit amazed at the group's longevity. He said, we have to pinch ourselves, like, wow, this is a 70s group and we're still playing stadiums in large places. To still be able to do it on the level we're doing it globally is really a pinch-me moment. You know, Justin Hayworth, who's the lead of the Moody Blues, said the same thing to me once about 10 years ago. He says, I'm really amazed. We've had 40 years, now they've had 50 years, of performing all over Europe and all over America. And the fact that we get crowds in the thousands, it's just... I mean, these guys are in their late 70s, and they still go out on tour. And the Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, they're in their early 70s, and they're out there. Anyway, they have been set to tour Europe this year, going with Santana. See how COVID does. They ought to be able to go later in this next year, don't you think?
I think so. Once the vaccine kind of, you know, rolls out, I think by the fall of 2021, we'll see lots of concerts and stuff back.
Yeah. Bailey's Music is Unity Foundation hosted a virtual holiday gala fundraiser last week. Actually, it was the night after Earth, Wind, and Fire joined Meghan Trainor on the broadcast of the lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. They performed their new Christmas song. Is that what this is?
I love this song.
This is the two of them together. Holidays?
Yeah, it's great.
All right, crank this up a bit, Joe, will you? Oh, yeah. Very Earth, Wind, and Fire-ish. Yeah. Very Earth, Wind, and Fire-ish. So Meghan Trainor, what's her, I know her name, but what's her, is she just a pop singer? What is her deal?
No, she actually started out as a songwriter for a lot of
Did
other
she?
People. I love that chorus there, Holiday. That's
yeah,
so classic, Earth, Wind, Fire.
Yeah.
She wrote a lot of hits for other people, and she's got this huge voice, and finally someone said, you know, you like Sia, you should just start singing your own songs, and she
yeah.
did, and
Good.
Then she's become
there
a big star.
So anyway, donations for the Unity Foundation, helping to support the cause of foster youth initiatives. Something to keep in mind if you're giving this, it's giving time for Christmas time. So that's the update on Earth, Wind, and Fire and Meghan Trainor. Let's jam a little bit now with Babyface at 26 after on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug and you. Production duo Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis released the music video for their collaborative He Don't Know Nothing About It, featuring Babyface. Obviously, they didn't have me for English. The video cuts between Jam and Lewis in the studio. Babyface serenading the listener on his blue guitar. Different women are listening and dancing to the slow jam here. Although,
I haven't heard Babyface in a long time.
No,
I always loved his voice. I just haven't heard anything new from him
been?
In a while. I don't know. He produces a lot of other big people, so
yeah.
he kind of has moved into that producer role.
Mm-hmm.
But I love his voice. It still sounds as silky smooth as ever, so
yeah.
I think it's great that he's back.
Kind of reminds me of... there's a guy who did... isn't that awful? I'm trying to think of the guy that...
Normally I speak
smooth.
Doug, but I don't know who you're...
I know, but this
I don't
is...
Know what, give me an era. Give me a decade.
This is the 70s
go.
And 80s. Had a big band. I can see him. Big, heavy set guy.
Luther
Women
Vandross?
Loved him. No. No, the songs were very sexy.
Barry White?
Yes, Barry
oh,
White.
Okay.
And the... what is it? The Unlimited Earth Unlimited Orchestra or something like that. Sound Unlimited. He was the same kind of guy. Very smooth voice. Women loved him. That kind of stuff. All right, so anyway, that's the Babyface combo with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. 28, almost 29 after the hour here on the DJV Monday program.
Small and mid-sized business owners today face two challenges with health insurance every year: rising costs and diminishing benefits. Hi, this is Kerry Hall. As a 27-year consultant and insurance broker, I know the difficulty in trying to hold health insurance costs down without shifting costs to your employees. But I have a solution to this dilemma. The new Exec Select Plan from Sam Katy Life Benefits can help you control costs while also providing excellent benefits. This unique plan offers designated employees and their eligible dependents 100% tax advantage reimbursement for all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by the primary plan, up to $100,000 a year. Exec Select even covers dental, vision, speech therapy, psychiatric care, in-home nursing, and much more. Plus, it includes an additional $100,000 of accidental death and dismemberment coverage at no additional cost. What's more, Exec Select provides businesses a cost-efficient way to boost recruitment incentives and compensation packages for key employees. To find out more, go to execselect.net. Once more, that website, Exec.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous, but giving solutions, Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
The runoff election is Tuesday, January 5th. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's mandatory lockdown measures has shut down 85% of the Golden State's population.
The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Week 13 of the NFL season was filled with surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki breaks down Sunday's games.
Week 13 in the NFL saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts topped the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needed overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. The Saints beat the Falcons 21-16 to become the first team in the NFC to claim a playoff spot. The LA Rams beat the Cardinals 38-28. The New York Giants grabbed a 17-12 victory over the Seahawks behind backup quarterback Colt McCoy. The Patriots blanked the LA Chargers 45-0. The Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. And the Chiefs hung on against the Broncos 22-16 for their seventh straight victory. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two games will be played Monday night. Since California banned sporting events for the next few weeks due to the China virus, the Buffalo Bills 49ers game will be played at the Cardinals' home field in Glendale, Arizona. 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The earlier game will feature the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Washington football team. 5 o'clock Eastern on Fox. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says his blockers is why the team is having success.
My guys up front have done a great job this week, this year so far, especially the last few games.
One game Tuesday, Dallas Cowboys at Baltimore Ravens, 8:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four after the hour on the Monday, December 7th DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and you, the folks who make OxyContin, have got a problem, and it's about time, Victoria. I guess that sounds kind of pejorative, but
nope. This family has been accused, and they have been found guilty of siphoning money out of the company for their own, because they knew that this was coming. They knew that this major settlement was going to happen. And so they started just taking withdrawals from the company, putting money overseas. I mean, this is like a horrifically corrupt family who knew what they were doing to Americans by putting this drug in the hands of everybody who even said, I have a neck ache or a back ache or whatever, and then got them hooked. And a lot of people have made the argument that this family, I think it's the Sackler family, right? Isn't that their name?
Yes.
That they are largely responsible for the opioid epidemic that we're facing right now, which is now because people can't afford to buy OxyContin, or if they don't have health insurance, now it's just heroin because it's the same thing. So you can get a $5 bag of heroin, and we have a heroin epidemic happening. You see it in every major city. You don't even need to be in a major city. You can see it in the suburbs now, too. You know, it's awful, and this family has just profited off of the health of Americans. It's disgusting.
It really is. It just is. It's so much, we, you know, talk about American greed or greed. It's not just American greed, just greed. And, you know, I'm sure all that stuff was made over in China, which helps to underscore the greed angle of the story.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve whatever they get, frankly. We had a big storm over the weekend. A lot of people in the Northeast were without power for much of Saturday night and into Sunday. I don't know where it is right now, but I know here in Massachusetts and up in New Hampshire and Maine, there were
Did you get 12 inches?
Yeah, we got about three. But it was that heavy, sloppy.
Some of the parts
we were right.
More.
Yeah, they went up to 12 inches up in some of the areas in northern New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine. It was a heavy snow because the temperature was actually, when I saw it start snowing on Saturday, it was mid-afternoon and the temperature was 43 degrees. So you know that whatever's coming down, the atmosphere, I'll put on my meteorological hat, which is moderately dangerous. I know enough about this stuff to be dangerous, a little bit dangerous anyway. The atmosphere is colder as you go higher up. So if, let's say the cloud level is between 30 and 40,000 feet, which in a storm like this it is, airplanes go around it because normally the airplane flies about 35,000. They try to stay away from these storms just for the comfort of the passenger. It doesn't make any difference to the plane, but for the comfort of the passenger, get away, get around them. You know, this kind of a storm is just a heavy storm. And so the higher up it is, when the snow, when the moisture comes out of the clouds, it comes out as it freezes fast because obviously the temperature up there is 40, 50, 60 below zero. And then as it comes down into the atmosphere, it stays as snow until it hits. If it doesn't hit warmer weather, it'll come to the surface as snow. But if it does hit, like in this circumstance, it is 43, it hits the surface, and so not all of the, some of the snowflakes will melt, and that's what slush comes from. So this was just slush. It was real heavy snow, as I said to you off the air, shoveling the snow over the weekend on Saturday night and Sunday morning. My back didn't like it much, but moving around on the tractor or the bucket, the stuff sticks in the bucket of the or on the blade of the snowplow. It's just messy. And then when it gets cold, like it did overnight, then it freezes and it's like walking on ice. That's just basically what it is. So pretty unpleasant circumstances, and so I think some people are still without power, not as many as was the case when it happened, but these things, because they're so heavy, now fortunately the leaves are gone. We had our first snowstorm in late October, remember? And the leaves had not gone, and so you got a lot of people without power. It just, my power went out and it came back. We had a little, I think I told you the story, didn't I? It happened on Thursday night. Didn't I tell you on Friday that the generator went off and on? It came back and was fast. So It tripped up the, it basically tripped the mind of the generator into thinking that there was a problem so it wouldn't go back on. So I had no generator and no power. So we had to trick it into thinking that there was power there so that it would go off and we get regular power back again. I want to acknowledge quickly sort of the thing that goes on when you hear these things, it's kind of cool. The fellow that stars as Aquaman, his name is Jason Momoa. He posted, or I guess the family of the recipient of his largesse posted on Instagram. The young fan's name is Danny Sheehan. He got a set of action figures and a trident like they used in the movie, along with a note that reads, "Can't wait to ride on some dolphins with you, Danny." Danny has a bad case of cancer, and so this was a birthday present from Momoa.
Oh, that's sweet. Jason Momoa is he just, by all accounts,
seems like a great guy.
Yeah, and right, wonderful stepdad to Zoe Kravitz. Like, she just is really close with him. And, they just, you know, they have a big blended family, and it seems to work. Lenny Kravitz likes him a lot. They all get along. It's really nice, yeah.
Yep. Coming up, Neighbors Helping Neighbors, in a manner of speaking. We meet a couple of songwriters that have a very interesting story to tell about a movie that they were involved with. First of all, though, Victoria and I remind you about how to get the cleanest nose. This is a product that I wish I had known about, and certainly all of us who have problems with airborne allergens, certainly we've had a nasty time this last year, last 3 or 4 years for me has been a pain. And so, and then you got the usual colds and flus. You've got things sticking in your nose. And, of course, you have the COVID problem. So if you go to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.com, look at their website, see how people are using this. Use it once a day, twice a day, but it will really cleanse the nasty stuff that you breathe in every day. And you sounded much better, Victoria, since you started this last week, cleaning out your, you know, I mean, it doesn't, it's not romantic,
but
if you want to breathe more clearly and you want to sleep better and you want to feel healthier.
But you know, it is sexy not snoring at night. And so
you snore? Able to,
no, but I'm just saying, well, sometimes, I guess, if my head is all congested, everybody snores. But, yeah, it's so wonderful to just be able to, you know, feel your ears pop and you release that pressure. And if you have, and I noticed especially this year, as soon as we had to turn the heat on, because we had forced hot air heat in our apartment, and that just dried out my sinuses so badly that it left me with a really intense headache for a long time. And then Navage came along, and oh, thank God.
So this is something to treat yourself. Don't be waiting until Christmas. If you're suffering now, go on the website. And
I have friends who are buying this for their loved ones for Christmas. This is a very functional year for Christmas gifts.
Yep.
It's a lot of tech and it's a lot of stuff that we just need.
Practical.
And this is a very practical gift. Yep.
All right, so gift it. Go to Navage.com. See how it works. Buy it for yourself. Buy it for somebody you care about. But don't suffer any longer. That's Navage.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Coming up on 44 after the hour on the DJV program, you recognize this. It's a big pop song. But we also know that it came from the movie Dirty Dancing. And so, with that in mind, there's some interesting things going on that I thought you should know about. So we've invited the two songwriters of these, well, this song and many other songs, classic songs, things that came from the movie. Frankie Previtt and John DeNicola are here with us. They, along with the wife of Patrick Swayze, are appearing together in kind of a cool interactive event. A week from Friday, I think, fellas, right? Isn't it the 18th when you're going to have this show? Is this a live presentation, or have you done it already and it's just going to be played then?
Yeah, hi, it's Frankie Previtt here. Thanks for having us, Doug.
Sure, Frankie.
It is a live Zoom. It's kind of a songwriter's workshop. And this guy named David Fischoff does it. Before the pandemic, he did it live, and he would bring down rock and roll stars, and it's called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And so,
oh, sure. Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's taken the camp and now gone virtual with it. Last week he had Roger Daltrey, and this week I think he has Alice Cooper. So John and I are doing it with Lisa Swayze on December 18th, and you can sit and talk with us and learn about all your Dirty Dancing secrets if you have any, and John and I will be, you know, taking the actual John and I and Don Markowitz, who's the other third writer on Time of My Life, and then John and I wrote a second song in the movie called Hungry Eyes.
Yeah.
And so we'll be taking the multi-tracks of those songs and breaking the songs down and talking about how we wrote the song, talking to Lisa about, you know, behind the scenes, anything, Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze, you know, was such a motivating force for the film and our relationships with him and how the song was created and how it kind of turned the camaraderie of the movie around. It was one of 150 songs that was submitted for that scene.
Really?
It was,
who doesn't remember that scene with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey? And this, the music that you're playing here actually is the music they danced to during the filming. So the music was playing. A lot of times that stuff gets dubbed in afterwards, but this was actually going on as they were actually doing it. And you sung?
Correct.
Did you sing? Are you singing this?
Yeah, I'm singing the demo with Rochelle Capelli, who's a really, really good session singer, friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And we submitted the demo, and so they didn't have time to go, you know, get Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren to sing the song. So
they filmed
the song to our demos.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So then they dubbed in and afterwards. So now you're having this event with Mrs. Swayze, and is it going to cost? How? What are you doing? I know that there's Swayze, because he died of pancreatic cancer, there is a 501c3, a pancreatic cancer action network that was set up by the wife, I believe. It's dedicated to his memory, to Swayze's memory, but how do we raise money to help out? This is a really worthwhile event. How do we get money to them?
So you go to rockcamp.com/masterclass. So rockcamp.com/mastercamp. And then you'll be able to purchase a ticket. And the first 30 people that come in and buy the ticket will actually be able to talk to us, and we'll be able to talk back to them. And then after that, the price gets slashed in half, and you can actually watch it then, and you can text questions. But the first 30 people, and it's a little higher price ticket, that first 30, and then it slashes in half.
Yeah.
And then all of that money, everything that we earn from this, goes to the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. Now, John and I, for the past 30 years, have taken those demos that, you know, we wrote and they filmed the movie to, and we sell them online at Dirty Dancing Demos, Dirty Dancing Demos on Facebook. And we've given about $25,000 to pancreatic cancer over the past 30 years.
Very cool. All right, so that sounds like the spirit of the season as much as anything else. These songs have been licensed. There's got to have been, what ASCAP says is one of the 15 songs, most popular songs of all time, right? The two of you are, John must be your silent partner because I haven't heard boo from him.
I'm listening. I'm taking it.
I know you are. Yeah, well, congratulations to the two of you. This is a very worthwhile effort. It's kind of cool to talk to you because the scene, the music, the movie itself, so iconic. Certainly Patrick Swayze goes down for a lot of his roles, but this may be at the top of the heap. So thanks to you guys and Mrs. Swayze for keeping it alive. It's rockcamp.com/mastercamp to give your money.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Need a room of people.
Ah, what a choice. You think I'm a character. Chuck Curry is here from North Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and parts east. You can tell by listening to him, he came from New York. He's our Movie Moments expert. Movie Moments are a daily feature on The Good Day and has been for years, and the DJV program after that. So, Chuck, you're here. Why are we playing this?
This is from the musical The Prom, which played in very select theaters nationwide this weekend before it goes on Netflix. It's a Netflix movie Friday. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. Yeah. It's directed by Ryan Murphy, who did Glee. It's a musical based on a Broadway play that ended its run about a year and a half ago. I got to tell you, first, twofold. When I started watching it, my eyes hurt because I'm not used to watching movies in a movie theater anymore. And I had to actually, that's true. I had to actually adjust to the big screen and the lighting. But I had to tell you, even though the movie is about 15 minutes too long, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And if you like musicals, there's a lot in this movie. Meryl Streep, James Corden, Nicole Kidman, this newcomer, Joe Ellen Tellman, who played the lead, I thought was very appealing. And the last 20 minutes of this movie, when it sort of all comes together, harking back to, made me feel like watching Footloose on the big screen, the end of that movie. It made me feel good. And that's a good thing. So I like it. I liked it. It's not in multiplexes because they're still breaking that window to window. It's only in some independent theaters, but it'll be on Netflix this Friday for the Christmas season. It'll make you feel good. It's a good watch. I think you'd like it, Doug.
I bet it does very well on Netflix because this was a Broadway show that people just loved. And mm-hmm. so then when you add in the star power of Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman and James Corden, who just is good in everything he does, I think this is going to be a home run. I'm glad you liked it, Chuck, because musicals are for everybody.
I'm, I'm reading, you know, because old musicals, they always get polarizing reviews. So either you know, people love it or
right.
they just don't like musical. But James Corden's performance, I'm reading some reviews, they say he plays the role too gay. And I don't really, I thought he was really good. He's having a good
Tell
time.
The critics to
really
go
good.
Stuff it. Who gives a damn what critics say? They should go take a flying leap off of the 52nd Street Pier. It's we had the songwriters from Dirty Dancing on a few minutes ago, Chucker.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Pretty interesting to hear the story of the music and what they're doing now to help inspire people and to help the 501c3 was set up.
That's
for
really good.
Swayze. Yeah, it was really good.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, please.
I just want to say when I watch this movie, I always sit in the back by myself when I see a film. So. My wife and daughter sat, like, in the third row, and there was only one other person in the movie. And then yesterday, the attendance, only one person came to three shows. And,
really?
I got to tell you, it really, like, in reflection, it just saddens me tremendously that people, and I understand why, I do understand why, but the reality is,
are the movies.
Nobody, almost nobody's going to the movies.
That's
been completely devastated.
I went Saturday night. I sat in the theater with one other person to see the Vermeer movie, which was, as you just described, the movie you went to see, a very worthwhile experience. I told Victoria she wants to go see it. Guy Pearce is very good. There's a Dutch actor in it that's very good. There's the usual bad Nazis all smoking. You know, it's that there's an iconoclastic business to it, but you feel like you're there. It's a very good story, very well told. Both the main actors do a great job. You won't recognize Guy Pearce, really. I mean, you kind of do, but the way that his hair is grown and you know, how they make him out to be. But this Dutch actor I'd not seen before who plays the captain, it's a good movie. It really is a good movie, so worthwhile seeing.
Good.
I see that Warner...
In terms of box office, The Croods, a new age animated film, studio animated film, $4.4 million. It's done $20 million in 10 days of release. Obviously, if this was normal times, that would be an awful number. But they'll take that, and it goes on pay-per-view, basically, at the same time. All the other films did under $1 million, so it's not even worth really mentioning. And Netflix does not report their numbers. When we send the numbers to Netflix, we cannot send it to the box office calculation where they just calculate all the totals. Netflix gets them privately. They don't even report them, which is also really interesting. So this movie, The Prom's not even in whatever it did. They won't even report it.
We were talking earlier about Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers releasing the movies and the Wonder Woman thing, but you're not going to be able to get it as an HBO Max free trial. You can forget that. They're going to charge you for it from the get-go.
I understand. Well, you can't blame them.
No.
By the way, Wonder Woman 1984 is getting really, really good buzz in the first screening. So that's good.
It'll do very well. No question about it. All right, Chucker, good job doing well. I'm happy to have you here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.